Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today the weather across Israel is quite pleasant. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem will see mild temperatures and sunshine throughout the day. In Haifa, a bit more cloud cover, but still warm. A perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF struck in Khan Yunis for the third time, as reported by Walla earlier today. The damage to infrastructure continues. Also, Ynet reports that disputes over new talks and regional tensions are delaying a final U.S.-Iran peace deal. This was reported earlier this hour. Also this hour, an anti-Israel congressional candidate in New York faces backlash. Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals that old tweets praising Lenin and Stalin have resurfaced. Separately, 24 News has revealed a roadmap for Hezbollah's disarmament and Israeli withdrawal. This was reported from earlier today. And finally, Israel and Lebanon's security plans are under scrutiny again. Reaction has been swift on social media. Michael Dixon, an Israeli activist, posting just minutes ago, argues that anti-Zionism equates to anti-Semitism. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English shared a statement from David Daoud, a senior fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. He argues Hezbollah has no legal right to self-defense under Lebanese law. Arsen Ostrovsky, a human rights lawyer, posting earlier today, highlights how criticism of Israel often turns into anti-Semitism. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the IDF operations in Khan Yunis. Walla reports that the IDF continues its efforts against terrorist targets in the southern Gaza Strip. This follows previous strikes that reportedly resulted in 8 fatalities. The ongoing conflict raises concerns about civilian safety and regional stability. Turning to the U.S.-Iran peace deal, Ynet highlights the fragile nature of the interim agreement. Disputes over new talks and regional tensions, particularly in the Strait of Hormuz and Lebanon, are major sticking points. With less than 60 days to resolve these issues, the regional diplomatic landscape remains tense. Meanwhile, the anti-Israel congressional candidate in New York faces increased scrutiny. Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals that Abila Shablaya's old tweets praising controversial figures like Lenin and Stalin have surfaced. This revelation could impact her political aspirations and fuel debates on social media. The roadmap for Hezbollah's disarmament and Israeli withdrawal is back in focus. I-24 News reports on plans that could reshape security dynamics in the region. The implications for both countries are significant, potentially easing long-standing tensions. Finally, Israel and Lebanon's security plans are under scrutiny again. With the ongoing geopolitical developments, the implications for peace and stability in the region remain uncertain. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Yotam Alroy, co-founder of Mindspace, has launched a new investment fund named Pitlane Capital. The fund aims to support entrepreneur operators in acquiring profitable small and medium-sized businesses. Separately, Benny Mayer, CEO of Modelio, emphasizes the importance of data security. CTech reports that Mayer spoke at a recent conference about the need to encrypt data during processing to safeguard it in the modern digital economy. And finally, Walla Business highlights the competitive nature of Israel's electricity market. The chairman, Doron Arbli, asserts that despite being among the lowest in the world, private electricity producers demand fair compensation. This reflects the ongoing tension between public and private energy sectors. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.